Torahway, Northwest London, 4th day Chol HaMoed, Chof Nisan, 2nd of April, Harav David Stern Shlita.
Moed, we had a particular learning program here in Shul over the last three nights where we're learning Perek Tfilas HaShachar. So I'd like to discuss Inyan in Perek Tfilas HaShachar, but Behemshech will bring in also something which is actually Gemara and Psochim to do with Pesach. But it's well known that the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar brings a machlokes between the Chachomim and Reb Yehuda, a few machlokes, about Tfilas Mincha. So Tanakam and Chachomim say Tfilas HaMincha Ado Erev. You can daven Mincha from after Chatzos, half an hour after Chatzos, until nightfall. When Reb Yehuda ad Plaga Mincha, you can only daven until Plaga Mincha. They're actually arguing about till when the Tomid Shavein Rabbayim can be brought. Chachomim hold can be brought until nightfall, and Reb Yehuda holds that the Tomid can only be brought until Plaga Mincha. And the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin says what's the halacha. So first the Gemara brings Rav Chisda brings the story of Rav. Rav davened the tefillah of Leil Shabbos, Friday night tomorrow. If he davened mid-ba'od yom, he still davened on Erev Shabbos early. So Shema Mino says the Gemara Alochik Reb Yehuda. So Rashi explains, Reb Yehuda said, he wasn't talking about Marav, he was talking about Mincha. And he said you can daven Mincha only until plug. What's Rav's davening early Marav got to the Reb Yehuda? So Rashi explains that the two things are contingent upon one another. Because Zman Maariv begins when Zman Mincha ends. So if Zman Mincha, if Rav davened Maariv early, before Tzeisak Lichovim, then clearly he was basing himself on Shitzur Yudah that was no longer Zman Tfilas Mincha. Tfilas Mincha had already ended at Plaga Mincha. Because Tfilas Mincha had ended at Plaga Mincha, therefore Tfilas Maariv had begun, Zman Tfilas Maariv, and therefore he was able to daven Maariv early. So we see that Rav held Alochas Reb Yehuda. But then the Gemara says, no, Adarabba. Ravuna, Rabbono, Lev, and Matzalad Urta, they actually waited at Daven Maariv until nightfall. So from them, we would seem to infer that they held Maariv only begins after dark, which means that Mincha can be davened up until nightfall, like the Chachomim. So the Gemara concludes famously and says, Hashta, Doloi Itma Hilchsa, Loikimav, Loikimav. So that Allah has not been firmly established whether it's like Rabbi Yehuda or whether like Rabbono. So the Ovad Kamar Ovid, or the Ovad Kamar Ovid. You can do as you please. If you want, you can do like Rabbi Yehuda, daven Mincha early, and begin davening Maariv from Plaga Mincha. Or you can do like Rabbonon, daven Mincha up till night, and then begin davening Maariv after night.
You can't daven Maariv early if you want to daven Mincha late.
So that's what we're going to talk about. So Tosfos, well-known Tosfos, the first Tosfos in Shas, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, discusses in the Mishnah that it says you have to learn Kriya Shema from after dark, and Rashi already brings that the common custom was they would daven Maariv early, including Kriya Shema. How can they have davened Maariv early? So Tosfos says there, Rabbi Natan is mefarish that im toima hecha onu kore kol hachavu v'dayim, how can we learn Kriya Shema so early? So Tosfos says because the Yeshleim of the Kamluk Reb Yehuda, our practice is in accordance with the Reb Yehuda that we hold that Tfilas Mincha is only until plug. And from then begins Tfilas Maariv, and Tosfos actually goes on, is even suggesting that even that would allow you to say Kriya Shema before Nacht, which is a Chiddush, which I'm not going into. But Akbonim, our davening Maariv of early, says Tosfos, is based on the fact that we take on like Reb Yehuda, that you can't daven Maariv from plug, because that's when Tfilas Mincha has ended. But then Tosfos says, Toimar, Heichon Nesvan Tfilas Mincha, Somach Lach Sheikha. But on the other hand, we have a custom that often will daven Mincha all the way up until nightfall or whatever, or Shkia. I feel a lach plaga mincha, how can we do that? So he says, Yeshleim is a canon krabonon. We daven mincha late in accordance with the rabbonon. The omra is one tvila, it's mincha ado erev. Bar mila kamon, hashta, dal it mincha, loy kamar, loy kamar, dovet kamar ovet, dovet kamar ovet. Says Tois, become a kem kashya, but it's nevertheless difficult to comprehend. Dava kitre kula, the sosra and adoda, our practice seems to be following two kulas, which are self-contradictory. Why do we say we have a practice to daven an early Maariv? We seem to be taking on that it's no longer the valid time to daven Mincha, and therefore you can already begin davening Maariv. And yet, when it comes to the actual Zman of Tfilas Mincha, we act like the Rabbanon, we do love an late Mincha. So he says, how can we do contradictory practices where we will sometimes daven a late mincha and yet sometimes daven an early marav, and they're two different shittas. And the Rosh over there goes on to emphasize the question, and he says that someone who would act like that would be like the Rosh says, have a kemoi shedra of the gulgoylus treikula the sosra hadoda. I'm sure you all know what Shedra of the Gulgoylus is. It's a famous Gemara that before the Baskel, the Gemara says, but you cannot do Treikula the Sosra Adoda. And the example given is Shedra of the Gulgoylus. So basically, there was an argument between Shammai and Basila that a Shedra is a skeleton, a human skeleton or an animal skeleton. So it has to be, for certain halachas, a complete Shedra, a complete spine. If it's missing something, it's no longer complete. So, how much must it be missing to be considered incomplete? Beshamai say shtei chulias, two vertebrae. And Basila say chulia achas. And the ramifications of this are twofold. If it's not a complete skeleton, or not a complete shedra, then it will no longer be metame ba'oil, tumas meis. So that's a chumra. Sorry, that's a kula. But conversely, if it's not a complete shedra and therefore is not matam tumas oil, in an animal, it would render the animal a trefa, because the animal now doesn't have a complete shedra, he would be considered a trefa. So if you hold like Basila, let's say, lekula, that chulia achas, missing already one vertebrae, is considered not an incomplete shedra and therefore it's not matam oil, then you have to be machmir, and when an animal develops such a condition, you have to consider the animal to be tref. If you're going to say, in both instances, that I'll be matar the tumas oil, and I'll go like Beishamai and say the animal's not treif because it's not missing yet two chulias, then it's treif kulad sosra adol. And the Rosh says that to therefore daven a late mincha, like the Rabbonon, and an early marv, like Rabbi Yehuda, is comparable to shedra b'gogolus, which would be inconsistent. The Rosh goes on to say, I'm not going into that today, that lingin tefillah hekilu, maybe there were makel, and Mr. Brewer brings already that for a tzibur one can be makel, but the principle Rosh says would be wrong. We're talking about even on two separate days. I'm not talking about on the same day. On the same day, it's go wrong. But I'm talking about on two separate days. For a person, you know, in the winter, for example, you know, to daven late minchas, and then in the summer, daven early marivs, would be wrong. You have to either adopt, says the Rosh, shittas Rabbi Yehuda or shittas Rabbanon. You can't jump from one to the other, because it's very cool at the Sosra Adoda, like Shedra of Gogolis. That's the position of the Rosh. But if you look in the Meiri, in Perit Rosh Hashanah, the Meiri says that no, Einu Niskam Inyan Zeh Etzli Klal. I don't agree that there should be any problem. And he says, to daven on the same day, a late Mincha and an early Marav is taka wrong. You'll see in a moment why. But on two separate days, you can do so. And he says, because it's comparable, again, to the famous case of Shnei Shvilin. Gemara says, Mishnah, that if you have two people who walked on two separate paths, and we don't know whether this path was Torah or Tomei, if they come to ask, Bozeach Hazeh, so gentleman A comes and he says, am I Torah or am I Tomei? I don't know if my path was Torah or Tomei, so we say, you're Torah. And gentleman B comes the following day and asks the same question about the other path, we say, he's also Torah. If they come with us, Achas, they come simultaneously, then we cannot pronounce that they're both Torah when that doesn't work because they walked on two different paths. But if they come Bezeach Hazeh, even the same person, if he came Bezeach Hazeh and he touched two different Taras and the Taras were no longer extant when he asked the second question, then you're Matara them both. So the Meiri says that likewise there's no problem to daven once, like Shitzer Buda, a late early Marav, once that's Rabbon or late Mincha, is not a problem because it's like Shnei Shvilin that the Miri says, because it's the Sofik Rabbonon over here, whether I can daven this Tefillah or not. And you can go Lukula. Like by Shnei Shvilin, it's a Sofik, you can go Lukula. So here as well, by Sofik, I can go Lukula. So I can say, I don't know if it's Zman Tefillah or Zman Marav, I think I don't know. I can go Lukula in each situation, I can go Lukula. So basically, we have the following. We have a machlokes between the Rosh and the Meiri, which I'm going to clarify. But before we do so, we have the Rosh comparing our problem to Shedra of the Gulgoyles, And the Meiri comparing our problem to Shnei Shvilin. So you have to first analyze, what's taka the difference between the halacha of Shedr v'Gagoylis and the halacha of Shnei Shvilin? Why is it that by Shedr v'Gagoylis we say, you cannot, you know, paskin in this instance like Bishama and in that instance like Bishilo. And in Shnei Shvilin we say it's okay to be matar both people or the same individual, b'zeh chazeh, even though the two psakim are inconsistent because they cannot both be taught. So let's talk about first Shnei Shvilin. By the way, sorry, I should have said this at the beginning, I'm not saying anything on my own here, I'm just repeating it. Kiles Yaakov is Siman Aleph in Brachos, Stipler. So the Stipler says, the halacha of Shnei Shvilin, the basis for that halacha is as follows. You come and you ask, am I Toyer or not? So we say, you're Toyer. It's not because we're Machria that path was the Toyer path. No, we've got no idea. We have absolutely no idea if your path was Torah or was not Torah. And we say, having no idea, you're Torah. Why? Because there's a halacha. Sofek tumah b'shus harabim sveikei Torah. I don't need to know. The mere fact that I don't know allows me to matar you, because the halacha of the sofek is that you're Torah. Either because that's the halacha of a sofek, or some Rishonim explain, because the gentleman has a cheskas tahara. So again, he has a cheskas tahara. He's coming from a position where he has a cheskas tahara. Now a sofek has arisen. Has he lost his chazaka or not lost his chazaka? So we say, I don't know the answer to that question. So I place you on your chazaka and you remain Torah. I haven't paskened with any definite knowledge that you're Torah. I paskened based on the fact that in the absence of any knowledge that you're Tomei, the halacha, the Torah allows you to remain Torah because of chazaka or because sofek tomei b'shus harabim sveikei Torah. Even if they came b'vas achas, that would apply. Because really, each one has got a sofek, and you could be matar of the both. So he says, it's midrabbonon. We cannot be seen to pasken two people are toyer when they come and ask at the same time. But in principle, the halacha would allow you to be matar of the both, even b'vas achas, because sofek tomei b'shus harabim, let's say, sveikei toyer. That's the underlying reason why by Shnei Shvilin we're matar of them both when they come b'zeh achaseh. But in the case of Shedra v'Gagoylis, so, here, first of all, you have to understand, why does the Gemara say that before the Baskel, if you want to do that base, Shama, you can, if you want to do that Basile, you can. We're talking about shyness of the Raisis over here. They're arguing maybe in Tzoros, Erebo, in lots of things, they're arguing shyness of Chumra, Dika matters in the Raisis, and we allow you before the Baskel to do as you please, take the lenient view of either. How can you do that? The Ritva asks the Kashin Yevomus. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says, when you have a Machlokes Tanoim, so b'dereisa haloich achra machmir. When you have a machlokes and it's a matter of dereisa, you got to follow the machmir. So how can the Gemara have allowed you to do like the makel between machlokes, even when it's matters pertaining to dereisa? How can you do so? So the Ritva over there says, his loshen is that we're talking about ba'oisa chaticha atzma sha'alei chola. He says that the Gemara permits, if you take a particular chaticha and you went to Beis Shammai and they said it's okay, you can rely on that. Because, or if you went to Beis Hillel with another chaticha and they said it's okay, you can rely on that. Even though you know that there's another Beis Din in town who opine otherwise, but if chola alei demar, you can rely on that. So the stipler clarifies, what's this idea? So sofek deraisa, how can you follow the lenient view? So the stipler says there is a concept of ubaso el ashefet ashiyia beyomim mohim, ein locha el ashefet shebiyomecha. That there's a concept that in the absence of a ruling by Shulchan Aruch or by the Gemara, you're allowed to follow the ruling of the Shefet Ashiyeh B'Yomecha. And if you go, therefore, and you ask a question of Beis Shammai and they pasken, then Hayro was given on this. You're allowed to rely on that Hayro. We're talking about a Beis Din, a worthy Beis Din, like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. You're allowed to rely on Hayro because there's a Din, Ein Lachal HaShefet B'Yomecha. The Stipler takes, he quotes Chazanish, takes a stage further, that actually, even Lav Dafka Echaticha, particular Chaticha that you asked about, but even if you are a Talmud of a particular Rav, You have a right, in the absence of an established halacha, you have a right to rely on the ruling of your Rav, even though there's a dissenting opinion. For example, he says, "Bimkoymosh Reb Lezer," in the town of Reb Lezer, you kosim eitzim before a bris mila, they would cut wood even on Shabbos. It's even though it's machshir mila, and we paskin, it's not doicha Shabbos. Reb Lezer, it was. Bimkoymosh Reb Lezer, they would rely on that. Bimkoymosh Reb Yosi Aglili, they would eat bosa oif b'chola, they would eat chicken with milk, because he held that chicken with milk was permitted, even though there was a dissenting view. But in his town, they were talmidim of that Rav, and they could follow the Hora of that Rav. So that is the basis of why before the Baskel, one could follow the Hora of Bisham or Bisilah, because of Ein Lecha Elo Shefet Shebi Yomecha. So he says that it's not based on the fact that in a situation of Sofak you could be Beikah Faket, to Deraisa, you can't. But there's a positive Hachra that there's been a Hora Leheta, you can rely on the Hora Leheta. It's a heta vadai. It's not a heta mikach sofik. By shnei shvilim, we said it's a heta because the Torah was matar b'mokim sofik. But in the cases of Bisham and Bisilu, it's a heta mikach vadai. You can rely on the hira that you were given, the Torah's vadai, because that's the hachra you were given. And if that's the case, explains the stapler, then if you were given a hira, you've got to follow that hira through all the way. So you cannot follow the hira in one instance, and then in another instance where the same Hora would be a Chumrah, you're going to jump and follow the other Hora. Because since it's a Hora B'Torah's Vadai, a Hachra, he calls it the Sipra, that this, Beis Shammai have said that this is the Halacha, so fine, so I'm choosing to identify myself and to follow the teaching of Beis Shammai, but then that's the Hachra, I follow that teaching, Shtei Chulius. But then you've got to follow Shtei Chulius through all the way, you cannot then switch when it comes to another situation. Because you've followed this Hora, you've got to. So to have two contradictory Horas, that cannot be. So that, he says, is the clarification of why the Halacha of Shnei Shvilim allowed you to be Matar at both instances, whereas in that case of Shedul Godis, you weren't allowed to be lenient in two contradictory instances, because they were based on different Havonas. In the case of Shnei Shvilim, the Sofik was never Mukhra. Letahara, it was simply b'mokum sofik, you can be mekel. So you can be mekel b'mokum sofik in this instance, so you make b'mokum sofik in that instance. But Hashem, when there's a hachro, which you're following, that this is the given halacha, you have a right to choose which hachro you want to follow, but then you've got to follow the hachro through all the way. So now, let's come back to the Meiri and the Rosh. What's the case of Machloek, Tzimud, Rabol, Mincha, Mariv? The Gemara says you can do as you please. The Ovid Kamara of the Gemara. So he says the Meiri Kmat says so lehedya. The Meiri says that the basis for this is because Tfilah is a drabonon. Whether I can daven Mincha or Marav at any point is a Shaila in a drabonon. The whole Tchon of Mincha Marav is a drabonon. So it's a Sofuk drabonon. So besal soifrim haloich achrameikum. When it comes to the drabonon, you can follow the lenient view. So the Meiri says that's comparable to Shnei Shvilim. Like by Shnei Shvilim, you're allowed to follow the lenient view in both instances. Because the Halach of Sofak Tumah says it's Tohor. In whichever case it may be, if you have a Sofak Tumah, B'shus Rabim, it's Tohor. So too, you have a Sofak. Is it an appropriate time for a Tefillah? The answer is, it's an appropriate time for Tefillah. Because the Rabbonon said, in the midst of the Rabbonon, you have a Sofak, you can take on the lenient approach. So can I have a Mincha? Yes. Can I have a Marav? Yes. It's not a problem, says the Meiri, that on two different days, on the same day, he says you'd be restricted to what the Mishnah teaches by Shnei Shvilim, that b'vasachas, you cannot behave with two different rulings, even based on Sofuk, because that we're not allowed to do. But on different days, says the Meiri, you can one day daven mincha late, one day daven marav early, because each time you're davening the Twila based on a ruling of b'mokum Sofuk, I can be mekel. So if a mokim sofik, I can be making, I wasn't machriya that it's daytime when I daven mincha, and I wasn't machriya it's nighttime when I'm davening marav. I have no idea if it's daytime or nighttime. But the mokim sofik, I'm relying on the lenient view, because I have a right to rely on a lenient view. But mokim sofik, in each situation, the sofik allows you to daven the tefillah, which you like to daven, because the mokim sofik drabonon, you can be making on sofik drabonon. So the Meiri, therefore, who compared it to Shnei Shvilim, understood that the halacha of the Ovad Kemar Ovad, and the Ovad Kemar Ovad, you can do as you wish, was based on the principle of Sofik Drabonon Lekula. However, he says the Rosh, clearly, compared to the Shalev Goyd, is understood differently. He understood, and we'll hopefully have the time to discuss why, that they cannot be based on Hetos Tovah Drabonon Kula. You wouldn't be allowed to daven. The Gemara wouldn't leave it open. Because Tfilas Drabonon, you can daven as you please because of Tovah Drabonon Kula. We'll see in a minute why not. But the Rosh understood no. The Ovad Kamar Ovad was like the principle that we mentioned of Ashevet Asher Yer Biyom Emohim, that the Gemara allowed you, as it were, to become a Talmud of Reb Yudah, or to become a Talmud of the Rabbonon, and to follow through with their Achra. So if you want, you can choose to follow Reb Yudah's Psak, that what? That Mincha ends at Plag, and beyond that is Manturis Marav. Or you can choose the Rabbonon's Psak, that Mincha goes till Nacht, and Marav only begins from Nacht. Dovet Kamar Ovet Kamar Ovet, but it's Achra, that you have a right to identify, become as it were, a Talmud of Reb Yudah, Talmud of Rabbonon, akin to what we find by but then, says the Rosh, like Vashed Vagoylis, you cannot take the Achra of one in one case and then jump to the Achra of the other in the other case. So the Rosh understood, therefore, what we're saying is a fundamental machloik between the Meir and the Rosh. What's the idea of the Ovad Kamar, Ovad Kamar? Is it based on Sovat Rabban Lukula? Or is it based on the fact that you can follow the Achra of whichever you wish, either Reb Yudah or the Rabbonon? And he says, when he said this over to Reb Chaim, his son, Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim said, I've got a raya to this mahalach, because Reb Nachshon Gaon, Chaim founder Reb Nachshon Gaon, who says that there are six places in Shas where you find the concept of Shudda Dadaina. What's Shudda Dadaina? That the Dayanim can decide as they see fit. One of the cases that Reb Nachshon Gaon lists as Shudda Dadaina is Da'ovet Kamar Ovet, Da'ovet Kamar Ovet, which means that Reb Nachshon Gaon understood it's not Sovik Drabbonon Lekula, because then it's not do with Shudda Dadaina. It's a general principle, Sovik Drabbonon Lekula. Reb Nachshon Gaon understood the psak of Da'ovet Kamar Ovet, Da'ovet Kamar Ovet, was a Shudda Dadaina. You can choose, either you can say, I like Reb Yudah's opinion, I think that's the correct opinion, or you can say, I think Rabbonon's opinion is right, but it's a Achro, but there is Vadai, that you have a right to be Shudda Dadaina to choose which opinion you want to follow. But then you're restricted to following that opinion consistently throughout, both regarding the Minchait effect and regarding the Maravit effect. So that is the principle of the Machlokes.
Do you also have to be consistent in following every other Pesach of Rabbi Yehuda in every other subject?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I have heard, just in parentheses, I have heard that, you know, there are people who, you know, rely on Moshe for this, and Shalom Zalman for that, and I've heard it said that, you know, you have to be consistent. You know, if you want to take Reb Moshe's kulas, that's fine, but you've got to take his chumras in different matters. But for the purposes of this discussion, I don't think so. It means, in this particular machlokes, like Bashed Vagoylis, where they're arguing, and the two, it has two ramifications, it has a ramification of Mincha and a ramification of Marav, you can follow Reb Yudah, but then you've got to follow him for his Marav too. As well as for his, you've got to follow him for his Mincha too, as well as for his allowance to have a marav early, you got to follow him for his mincha, which means you can't have a mincha late. Or if you follow the rabbon, you can't have a mincha late, you can't have a marav early. Right. Now, why is it that the Rosh would be unhappy to learn the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid, like the Meiri, that it's talking within Sovik the rabbon lekula, l'chori the Meiri's approach is sound. Tila the rabbonon, Sovik the rabbonon, you can always go lekula, so therefore you should be allowed to have either the mincha or marav in accordance with whichever view you feel, because it's after all a Sofik, and Sofik Rabbanon Lekula. So basically, I'll try and be Mekatzer to get it in 5 minutes, but basically, there's a Sugya in Beitza. The Sugya discusses that you have to do a Shinui when you're grinding spices on Yontuf. Sorry. Basila said you don't have to do a Shinui when you're grinding spices on Yontuf. When you grind salt, you do have to do a shinu. And the Gemara says two reasons. What's the difference between salt and spices, melach and tavlin? So the Gemara has two different reasons. One reason is because every dish requires salt, and therefore you should have prepared your salt beforehand. You knew that whatever you're going to cook on Yontar requires salt. Spices, you know, maybe the dish will require, won't require spices. It's not known beforehand. And therefore you didn't have to have prepared it beforehand. And therefore, if you want to do spices, you don't have to do a shinu because you didn't have to have prepared it beforehand. Or salt, you knew beforehand. That's one answer to the Gemara. The other answer to the Gemara is, because spices, you can't do beforehand because they'll be mefik tam, they'll lose their sharpness. Whereas salt won't. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if you knew what dish you want to make, right? You had it already on planned recipe for Yom Tov meals. So then, according to the first reason, you knew it required spices. You either should have prepared it before Yom Tov, so you'd have to do a shinu. According to the second reason, I couldn't have prepared it before Yom Tov because it would be mefik tam. And if I'm still allowed to do that, a shinu. Or conversely, another nafkamina, if you have a certain spice which doesn't lose its taste, and you did not know beforehand you're going to require it, but it doesn't lose its taste. According to the reason that you have to, you don't have to do a shinu because you didn't know that you'd have to use it, then here as well you'd be allowed to continue using it. But according to the reason why you don't have to do a shinu is because you couldn't have done it earlier because it would lose its flavor. But this spice, saffron, morika, doesn't lose its flavor, and therefore you vaita should have done it beforehand. So there's nafkimin is lakula and lachumra both ways. Tosa says over there, how do we paskin? The whole issue of tchino and yom tov is the rabbanon, because midraisa, it's one of the melachos, milisha ve'elech. It's not milisha ve'elech, it's before lisha. But according to many rishonim, tchino is permitted on yom tov midraisa, it's only midrabbanon. It's also, so how do we paskin? So it's a shayla of drabbanons. So lachoy should say, let's be makel in both instances. Tosa says, no, faket, you've got to be machmir in both instances. Whether it's a spice that doesn't lose its flavor, or whether it's a case where you didn't know, or you knew you're going to use a spice, in both instances, you've got to be machmir. Because since says Tosfos, each tzad has got a kula and a chumra, so to be makel in both instances, you can't, because then you're going to get it wrong somewhere. Because if you're going to makel here, then you must be machmir there. If you're going to makel there, you must be machmir here. So to makel in both instances will be deloikil chsa. To make it in one any more than the other, make a taste of which one you're going to choose. Therefore, says Tosfos, you've got to be machmir in both. The idea being that when a sovereign rabbonon has a ramification of kula and chumra, you have no right to be makel in the and go with the kula because it has a ramification of chumra in another instance, and being makel here would require you to be machmir over there, but there's no reason why you should choose to be makel here any more than over there, so you've got to be machmir in both. A similar thing, I promised you something about Pesach, a similar thing is in the Gemara, which talks about whether you have to do a seba by the Dalet Kosis, the Gemara famously says that you have to do a seba by two of the four Kosis. We just don't know which two. Is it the first two or is it the last two? So the Gemara says, since you don't know whether it's the first or the last two, you've got to do a seba by all four. Freak the Ram, I don't understand. The seba is Rabbanon. You don't know if you have to do it. So don't do it. Not by the first two, because maybe you don't have to. Not by the last two, because maybe you don't have to. So the Ram says two answers. One answer is, it's not a big tircha to lean abyssal, so therefore do it. The other answer is, because since, where would you apply the kula? By the first two, you won't lean, and by the last two, you will need mechtesa, eshet, all the way around. Elomai, you apply the kula by both? You can't, because then you're going to for sure be doing something wrong, because we know for sure that one set does require a saber. Therefore, says the Ram, you need to be machmir by both, and you need to do a saber by all four. So the common theme between what the Ram says and Tosis in Be'er, and the Rosh in Be'er, is that Sovdra Abon Lekula cannot be applied when a kula here will result in a chumra there. You cannot apply the kula in any of the two instances because it comes accompanied with a chumra in the other instance. I'm saying this a bit fast. Therefore, you cannot apply Sof Drabon on a kula at all. So the Stable explains that the Rosh Lashi Tosoi held that Mincha and Ma'ariv, each one has a kula and a chumra. To allow you, let's say, according to Rabon, to daven a late Mincha, but has a chumra, you can't daven an early Ma'ariv. To allow you, according to Rebuda, to daven an early Ma'ariv, has however chumra that you can't daven at that point Mincha. So the Rosh says, based on his Shitta in Be'er, and the Ram in Psochim, that you cannot use Sovak Drabon on a Kula when being Mekel for a Mincha will inevitably result in a chumra for Ma'ariv. So where are you going to apply the Kula? Where are you going to apply it? You don't know where to apply it. To apply it to both, you can't, because then for sure you're doing something wrong. Therefore, you can apply it to neither, held the Rosh. And therefore, if you can apply it to neither, the only approach of the Ovad Kamar Ovad, the Ovad Kamar Ovad, must be, says the Rosh, is Betori Sachro. That we were given the dispensation to either rely on Shitz Rabbi Yudah if you wish, or to rely on Shitz Rabbanon if you wish, Betori Vadai. But if that's the case, you're restricted to relying on that Shitta consistently in all situations that we can't do today one thing and tomorrow another thing. That's Shitta of the Rosh. Masha'ink in the Me'iri will hold that you can apply Sof Drabon Kula to any instance that you wish, even though it has the ramification of L'chumra in another instance. You can apply in this instance L'kula here, and then in tomorrow's case, you can apply L'chumra, L'kula over there as well. And he holds in the case of Melach and Tavlin, Taka L'halocha, you'd be able to be making in both cases. Either Gemara, which says you've got to drink by four koises. So I'll just finish off with this bit. So he says two suggestions, but one, A, it could be because it's easy to lean, like the Ram said, or it could be the Miri held But that's a din of basachas, because when it comes to Seder night, it's not like, you know, first I've got to deal with the first two, so I can think, you know, let's not lean. Then I come to the second two and I can think, oh, let's not lean. No, when it comes to Seder night, you know you've got to do four koises. But Leilis Kadesh Chag, it's basachas. I've got four koises to do with tonight. So it's as if the situation is a reason where I know I need to deal with both questions simultaneously. There, the Gemara Taka says, Bevasachas, even Mashnei Shvilim, we said Bevasachas, you cannot apply kulos to both, because that's already too far. That's already too incongruous. So the Meir will have to hold that. It's considered like Bo Bevasachas. The Rosh will have to hold that, no, here I can deal with the first two, and I could apply the kula, and there I can deal with the second two, and I could apply the kula. The whole reason why I can't apply the kula is because each one has a chumrah in the other case, and that's a rule in Sofak Rabban on the kula, that when each one has a chumrah as well, you cannot apply even the kula, you got to be machmir in both. And therefore the Rosh couldn't learn the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid is midin Sofak Rabban on the kula, because the chumrah, the kula for mincha has a chumrah for marav and vice versa. And therefore the Rosh had to learn the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid is b'teres hachra, and it's b'teres hachra, it's comparable to Shedra v'gulgoylis. In which case, you've got to be consistent. You can't have one day azoy and one day azoy. Mashek Dim Iri holds that you're not restricted, you can apply Sofak Rabbanu Lukula, and therefore it's comparable to Shnei Shvilim, and therefore it's not considered a problem if you apply Sofak Rabbanu, and one day you do like this, and one day you do that. That's okay, because Sofak Rabbanu Lukula.
Yeah.